Today, we'd like to see the title of Pride over Judah in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 13, verses 1 to 27. To online wise people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, "Thus the Lord said to me, go and get yourself a linen sashie and put it around your waist, but do not put it in water." How many times does this chapter state the phrase of the Lord said? Question 2. In verses 9 to 11, this says the Lord, "In this manner I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. These evil people who refuse to hear my words, who follow the imagination of their hearts and walk after other gods to serve them and worship them, shall be just like this sashie, which is profitable for nothing. For as the sashie clings to the waist of a man, so I have caused the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to cling to me, says the Lord, that they may become my people for renown, for praise, and for glory, but they would not hear. What is the relationship between the pride of Judah and the linen sashie, or the linen girdle, and list the consequences of our pride?" Last question, in verse 23, "Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard its spots? Then may you also do good who are accustomed to the evil. What does it mean, and how could we change ourselves?" In the last time, Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 16 to 17, "And it shall be, if they will learn carefully the ways of my people, to swear by my name as the Lord liveth, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then they shall be established in the midst of my people. But if they do not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy their nation, says the Lord." God means, if they obey me, I will establish them as my people. Otherwise, I will utterly destroy them. Jesus often used a parable to teach spiritual things. Here, God used, through Jeremiah, parables with the visual object to make the people pay attention and to teach the spiritual things. The people of Judah never listened to Jeremiah prophecy. Even one person didn't listen to him. That's why God asked Jeremiah to use a visual object to make people pay attention to Jeremiah. Also, in this chapter, God said, the Lord said, the Lord commanded 9 times just in this chapter. "Thus the Lord said to me," so it shows a seriousness to Judah people who did not listen to him through Jeremiah. So verse 1 here, "the Lord said to me," verse 3, "And the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying," verse 5, third time, "As the Lord commanded me." Then first time, verse 8, "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying," the fifth time, verse 9, "Thus says the Lord." Sixth time, verse 11, "declares the Lord." Seventh time, verse 13, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says." Eighth time, verse 14, "says the Lord." And the ninth time, verse 15, "for the Lord has spoken." "Go and get yourself a linen sashie, or a linen girdle, or a linen belt." linen belt for Levi's linen robe. 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 27. Levi is the worshippers. Their ministry to worship God. They are working for the temple of God. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who bore the ark, the singers, and Kenani, the music master, with the singers. David also wore a linen ephod. Even King David, who worshipped God, wore a linen robe. Linen textile does not absorb the sweat. So linen belt is a symbol not for perspiration service rather than inspiration service to God. So God doesn't want to receive fleshy works rather than spiritual works. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29-30, take my yoke upon you, learn from me. I am gentle because I am gentle, lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So when you serve the Lord, you feel burdened. That's not, you know, coming from the spirit rather than your flesh. Because Jesus said, I am gentle, lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Also, John chapter 15, verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Jesus Christ himself a vine, we are branchy, we just stays in the vine or Jesus, so we can produce a lot of fruit, the works of ministries to the Lord in that way. So is God's ministry, God's service should not be burdened, should not coming from fleshy rather than spiritual works. So that kind of symbol, that's why linen. A sheshi according to the word of the Lord, but put it around my waist. And the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, verse 4, take the sheshi or belt that you acquired, which is around your waist, and arise, go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole in the rock, probably in its upper stream. There are more rocks than its downstream of Euphrates. So Euphrates at that time is the borderline between Israel and Babylon. Babylon today is Iraq. So I went and hid it by the Euphrates as the Lord commanded me. So hid it in the Euphrates, it would be rotten by microorganism or bugs. Now it came to pass after many days that the Lord said to me, arise, go to the Euphrates and take from there the sheshi which I commanded you to hide there. So obviously the linen sheshi or girdle or belt would be rotten or ruined or marred. Then I went to the Euphrates and dug, and I took the sheshi from that place where I had hidden it, and there was the sheshi ruined, marred, or spoiled. Here took the sheshi as a visible teaching object. So ruined, it was profitable for nothing. It was good for nothing. So Sheshi is not able to make a titan his waste because of the ruined Sheshi or marred Sheshi. Verse 9, thus says the Lord, in this manner I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. So God will resist the proud people. The consequences of the pride, pride means self-satisfaction. Therefore, the consequence, pride does not need God's direction because they are satisfied by themselves, so they don't need God's direction. The pride misunderstands own prosperity as God's blessings, even if he did a lot of violation of God's word. So whatever prosperity, success, output, that's God's blessings. That's a misunderstanding. Pride looks down neighbors because of self-satisfaction. Pride loves other thoughts as pride pleases. So whatever you please, you will adopt their thought rather than God's thoughts. So thus says the Lord, in this manner I will ruin. So ruin the pride of Judah, the ruined linen sheshi is a symbol of ruin the pride of Judah. So the great pride of Judah, the Judah is a pride, but Jerusalem, the capital city of Judah, so therefore here, Jerusalem residents, citizens, had the great pride. Verse 10, these evil people who refuse to hear my words. In the book of Jeremiah, even one person did not listen to Jeremiah, who follow imagination of their heart. Imagination, King James Version translated into imagination, New King James Version dictates, which meaning yourself, you dictate by yourself. You are not dictated by God. So imagination, imagine by yourself from your evil heart. NIV translated with the stubbornness. So in Jeremiah, eight times imagination, you say Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 17, Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 24, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 14, Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 8, here Jeremiah 13, verse 10, Jeremiah 16, verse 12, Jeremiah 18, 12, Jeremiah 23, 17, also all of them, imagination over their hearts. So imagination always is an evil sense. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 as well. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. So the man's heart of wickedness, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So your heart is evil, so your imagination rooted from evil heart, so therefore it's evil too, continually. That sense. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 7, the God shows spiritual leaders, the Israel people, to Ezekiel also. The house of Israel will not listen to you, Ezekiel's delivery of God's word, because they will not listen to me. Actually, they do not listen to God. That's why they do not listen to God's instruments. Because all the house of Israel are impotent and hard-hearted. So hard-hearted, no insensitive to God's word. So the hard-hearted. So here, imagination and work after other gods, because based upon their imagination rooted from evil heart, so as they please, they follow other gods. To serve them and worship them shall be just like this sheshi, which is profitable for nothing. So idol worship following the pride of Judah is like the ruined sheshi. So here the relationship, the linen sheshi and the pride of Judah. The pride of Judah breaks the relationship between God and the people. That is like a ruined sheshi. Verse 11. For as the sheshi clings to the loin or to the waist of a man, so I have caused the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to cling to me. Israel was already conquered by Assyria at the time when Jeremiah prophesied. So God said, "Is the sheshi is or belt, linen belt or sheshi, the function to tighten the waist." That is like the tightened relationship between Israel people and God. So that says the law, that they may become my people. At that time, the Israel, northern Israel people, southern Judah people, God's people, for renown. So those people as God's people was known by other countries, other nations, for praise and for glory. So which meaning God make Israel people as God's people, so everybody know that Israel people was God's people. But therefore Israel people in effect praise God and glorify God. You know, that kind of consequence. Here, that kind of example, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 5 to 6, you know, same way, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasures of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. So God bestowed grace upon us because God protects us to be adopted children of God before our birth, according to the good pleasure of his will, according to God's will. That's why, in effect, we glorify God for his grace. Grace, which means our merit is nothing. So if you have your merit for salvation 0.00001%, it would not be grace. Grace definition, 100% coming from God. So because of that grace, we praise God, we glorify God. Now that kind of sense right here. God bestowed grace upon Judah, who in effect praise and glorify God. So, but they would not hear. Verse 12, therefore you shall speak to them this word. Thus says the Lord God of Israel. Again, the Lord said to Jeremiah, every bottle shall be filled with wine, and they will say to you, do we not certainly know that every bottle will be filled with wine? So they don't know that they have the drunkenness of wine. Then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, behold, look, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land. So all people, up to the kings, even the kings who sit on the David's throne, or the priests, the spiritual leaders, the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the capital city resident as well, with the drunkenness of wine. Here is the drunkenness of wine means the wine of God's wrath. of judgment against Judah. So in the Bible, wine has two meanings, which we can find. One meaning is new wine and new skins. You know, that is means wine is truth, an unchanged thing, but in good sense. But this is wine is the wine of God's wrath. So the wine of God's wrath, of judgment against Judah. Verse 14, and I will dash them one against another. So which meaning the people will be attacked by Babylon, even the fathers and the son together, said the Lord, I will not pity, or I will not compassion, nor spare, nor have mercy, but will destroy them. So through Babylon for 70 years captivity to come. Verse 15 up to 27, proud Judah here. Hear and give ear. Do not be proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he causes darkness. In the last moment, just before the final end of God's wrath judgment, God simply says, repent and come back to God and give glory to him. Isaiah, five times of the phrase, for all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. So which meaning, God's wrath of judgment is not completed yet, but still you have an opportunity to repent your sin and come back to God, because God's hand is stretched out still. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 17. Also Isaiah chapter 5, verse 25. Chapter 9, verse 12. Chapter 9, verse 17. Chapter 9, verse 21. Chapter 10, verse 4. Chapter 9, verse 17 here. Therefore, the Lord will have no joy in their young men, nor have mercy on their fatherless and widows, for everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks folly. For all this, his anger is not turned away. God's anger of judgment not complete yet, but his hand is stretched out still. So you still have opportunity to repent your sin, to come back to God and glorify God. And before your feet stumble on the dark mountains, and while you are looking for light, he turns it in the shadow of death and makes it dense darkness. Verse 17, but if you will not hear it, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears. This is Jeremiah say, because the Lord's flock has been taken captive. It's a reference to weeping, prophet Jeremiah. Like Jesus lamented or wept over Jerusalem in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather you, your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you are not willing. So we can see our heart too, because of today, because of violent disasters coming up, the world close to the great tribulation. In light of Revelation chapter 6, verse 18, Jesus said in the last day, Matthew chapter 24, verse 7 to 14, today's happened. You know, very similar to Jesus' statements. For nation will rise against nation, those Spain, you know, the two, also the other one is Kenya, nation against North Korea against other country, you know, China, and so on. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Sorrows meaning the great tribulation closing. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, or illegality will abound, the love of many will grow cold, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Now through the internet, you know, almost, you know, the gospel is being preached, you know, into the underground, you know, churches, underground people as well. So that is we can see. So our heart is like Jeremiah's heart or Jesus' heart. Verse 18, so say to the king and to the queen mother. Here the king indicated Jehoiachin, the 18th king of Judah, the grandson of Josiah, the 15th king, and his mother, Nehushita. Jehoiachin, he was the son of Jehoiakim or Eliakim, and the grandson of Josiah, the 15th good king. So 2 Kings chapter 24, verse 8 to 12 said, Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he became king. He reigned in Jerusalem 30 months, only 30 months. His mother's name was Nehushita, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father had done. At that time, the servant of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. And Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came against the city, as his servants were besieging it. Then Jehoiachin, king of Judah, his mother, his servants, his princes, and his officers went out to the king of Babylon. And the king of Babylon, in the 8th year of his reign, took him prisoner. So that happened after Jeremiah prophesied this one, the king, Jehoiachin, and the queen mother, Jehoiachin's mother, is Nehushita. So humble yourself, which meaning they were carried away by a Babylon king. Sit down, for your rule shall collapse, the crown of your glory collapse. Verse 19, the cities of the south, King James and New King James Version, they indicate south, but another Bible version, NIV, the particular location name, Negev. Negev is a dry land south from Beersheba in Israel. So the city of Negev area shall be shut up, and no one shall open them. Judah shall be carried away captive, so by Babylon soon, all over it. It shall be wholly 100% carried away captive. Verse 20, lift up your eyes and see those who come from the north. North indicates Babylon. Where is the flock that was given to you? Your beautiful sheep, you know, previously indicating the Judah people. What will you say when he punishes you? For you have taught them to be captains, to be head over you. Will not pangs or pain seize you, like a woman in labor or travail? So they were carried away as a captive with pangs or pains. For example, Zedekiah, the last king, he was carried away as a captive to Babylon. His both eye, you know, took it out. So, you know, giving a lot of pain. Also, women, naked body, you know, carried away, you know, kind of thing. So a lot of dehumanized carried away happening. Verse 22, and if you say in your heart, why have these things come upon me? For the greatness of your iniquity. The answer, greatness of your sin, iniquity. Your skirts have been uncovered, your heels made bare. Here, explain how to be carried away by Babylon is described. So naked body to dehumanize, your heels made bare without shoes. Verse 23, what does it mean? Can the Ethiopian change his skin? So Ethiopian is the black color skin, but they could not change, you know, their the skin. Or the leopard, you know, can change its spot. Leopard is an animal, wild animal, looks like a lion, but leopard has a spot. So leopard, it cannot change its spot either. Then may you also do good who are accustomed to the evil. This meaning, if you have an evil heart, can you change your doing, your works is to be good? The answer is no. Unless you change your heart, you could not, you know, do, you know, good thing. So here, evil works from evil heart. A lot of drug, alcoholic programs spent over $3 billion per year toward self-reformation, which is worthless unless our hearts are changed. So our heart can be changed only in the power of Jesus Christ. So self-reformation always limited because human being itself is imperfect, has a limitation. That's why unless human beings are changed in the power of Jesus Christ, so in the blood of Jesus Christ, so they couldn't do the good thing. Verse 24, therefore I will scatter them like a stubble. They are passed away by the wind of the wilderness, like a Santa Ana wind. This is your lot, the portion of your measures from me, says the Lord. Because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood, because they believe in falsehood. Verse 26, therefore I will uncover your skirts over your face. So that meaning is women are being carried away as a naked body, so uncover your skirt. So which means God allowed Babylon to carry away the women as a naked, that your shame may appear. So maximize your sinfulness. Verse 27, I have seen your adulteries, the reason explained, your lustful neighings, neighings which mean crying out after the evil, so seeking for earnestly for evil, neighings, the lewdness of your harlotry. So is a sexual sensualness of whoredom, your harlotry, your abomination on the hills in the fields. Basically, they are worshippers of idols on the fields. Woe to you, O Jerusalem. Will you still not made clean? Here, God is asking the Judah, can you clean yourselves who are ruined or marred by sin? Like Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Although your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Although they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So God is still asking today for those who are marred or are ruined by sin. So here, when shall it once be? So the Jerusalem, when Jerusalem is cleaned from sin, it will once shall be gracious. So that is the last word is God is actually inviting the Judah, you know, can you be cleansed? So still give opportunity to repent, you know, to them who never listen to God. You know, we can see here God's unfailing love. So we already covered, you know, three questions. Let's just sing song all together. The bulletin last song.